Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Studio De Havre. I'm Jeff Cavanaugh. Today, we are going to do a little exercise on how the Cowboys can save this whole thing. We got a lot of needs. We'll talk about a couple of the needs just very briefly, and then the plans to address those, and my solution that I think best serves the Cowboys on how we're going to get this thing the best that we can, okay? I've got that for you. I am prepared mentally and physically. Now, some of you who have been around here a lot probably already know my plan, but I'll give you the deets. This, of course, is brought to you by my friends at BetOnline. Use the promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V. We're creeping into the NBA playoffs. We got all that action going on. MLB's in full swing, hockey playoffs, all that. Promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, when you sign up at BetOnline, and you'll have the best in the business there. That's the thing you need. You need some BetOnline action. Promo code BELIEVE, that'll give you a 50% sign-up bonus on your first deposit. Now, let's get on to Cowboys talk, okay? Some of you already know this. What is Jeff's plan in the draft? Pretty much all the time. I like to pick the best players. And I love when they line up with some of the things that I need that can help my team. And I love it so much if they play a premium position with my early picks. I love it. Which means last year's draft, Jeff didn't like it. Because I don't think that Mozzie Smith, Luke Schoonmaker lined up with the best players available. I don't think it lined up with premium positions. It just lined up with what did your coaching staff think your team needed. And whatever. Who cares? That's not what we're doing today. Trading down is my favorite thing in the world. You can study these things. You can find historical data on what happens when teams trade up or down. And the answer is, on average, trading down is the winner. We overestimate our ability to say, that guy is going to be way better than the next guy picked at that position once we get outside of a certain top range, right? So, instead of being real cocky, when the Cowboys get on the clock at number 24, you just immediately go, yes, I am taking Tyler Guyton, Oklahoma tackle. Instead of doing that, you say, hey, the next tackle off the board might be as good. It might be. And you don't pretend that you've nailed your evaluations and that, man, I'm so sure that he's better than Jordan Morgan at Arizona or whatever, right? Especially if you're within a tier. The NFL is pretty good at getting guys in tiers. If there's a tier drop off, things change. Who cares? This is way too much minutia. What's the plan? The plan is to trade down all the time. We love trading down. Because if you're the Cowboys, what do you want to come out of this draft with? Because you've opted not to do free agency, even though you could have. What I want to come out of the draft with, or what they probably want to come out of the draft with, we don't have a left tackle. The Cowboys could try to sell us on all these guys that are going to take a jump and that Asim Richards is going to be the left tackle and Brock Hoffman's going to be the center or TJ Bass is going to fit in somewhere and Tyler Smith is going to play left tackle. They can sell us that and that's fine. And you might get some jumps from some guys that are already on the roster. But at the moment, here's what I think is needed. A left tackle, a center, a running back. And these are all starters. These aren't just guys. I need guys who can start in the NFL at those three spots. What's the likelihood that I can pull a guy out of those three spots and he can start in the NFL and be decent or good at it? Centers, you could do that with a fairly early pick. Running backs, you could do that with a lot of different picks. Left tackle is a little tougher, which is why I think we're kind of narrowed into taking a left tackle in the first round. But other things that are really, really important for this Cowboys team to get out of the draft with. A top three defensive tackle on your roster, maybe top two, probably top two. You're banking on last year's first round pick to take a big jump, Mozzie Smith. Problem with that is it's going to be hard to take a really big jump when he can't be doing stuff in the offseason to make that big jump because he had shoulder surgery that he won't be ready to go until training camp. So that's tough. I really need a top three on my team defensive tackle. Hopefully top two. Ose is fine. Last year of his contract. We need defensive tackle help. A linebacker that could play NFL football as a rookie. You have Eric Kendricks, and that's fine. Damone Clark, in a perfect world, is a depth guy and not a starter. DeMarvion Overshown's coming off injury and hasn't played NFL football yet. Looked promising, but I need a guy. And ideally, that guy can be in the mix to be better than Clark and or Overshown, and Kendricks is obviously a short-term solution. I need a linebacker that can play. There's another thing that I think is important, and some people might disagree. You could put your eggs in the, I want to see more from Jalen Tolbert, Jalen Brooks, Kevontae Turpin is here. I think you still need a top three wide receiver, or I would love to get a top three wide receiver. Maybe we'll put it that way. You don't have to have it. Sure, we could go play with CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks, Tolbert, Turpin, Brooks. You could go play with that, but boy, I sure would like somebody that could add some juice to that group. And then there's the dirty little secret that nobody talks about, maybe just because the other needs are too big. Last year, the right tackle was really bad, but he makes a bunch of money and he's still here, so Terrence Steele is going to be here and he'll be out there playing. Boy, I sure would like to find another offensive lineman because I think I might need one, whether it's right this second or very soon. I sure could use one. So here's the plan. Now that you've made it this far, here's how we do it. You can Google these things, the NFL draft trade value chart. Here's what we're going to do. This is obviously all somewhat of guesswork because things can change depending on who's available. If you have a gift that's staring you in the face, you don't trade down. You pick your gift. If CeeDee Lamb makes it to 17, you pick CeeDee Lamb. But let's say you're the Cowboys, you get to the 24th pick, and you're going to pick the 6th or 7th offensive tackle on the board, and I'm going to tell you, well, what about taking the 7th or 8th instead? And what we do is somebody else who some player has fallen to there that they really like that you're not going to take, okay, we get on the phone. We get on the phone with who's picking 30th, because pick 30 lines up pretty good. So what we're going to do is we are going to get on the phone with Baltimore, and we're going to trade with Baltimore. Baltimore's going to come up to 24. We're going to go back to 30. You know what that is worth in an NFL draft? Going back to 30 is worth their third-round pick. And so we're going to go, okay, you can have 24. We are going to take 30, and Baltimore's is what, 90? I had it, but I changed who I was trading with late in the game, 93. So we're going to get pick 30 and pick number 93. Instead of picking 24th, we're picking a little later in the first, and we get a late third-round pick. That's our compensation for making that move. Sweet. Look at us go. We've done it. So now, instead of picking 24, 56, 87, we are picking 30, 56, 87, 93. We've added a top 100 pick. Isn't that nice? Now, let's have some real fun. I have made Captain Trade Down shirts made before. I love trading down. So now I have another thing, because I got a lot of stuff I need. With 24, 58, 87, with my original picks, in theory, we could go insert name of left tackle, insert name of running back at 56, insert name of linebacker at 87. Whoops, I missed out on getting my center. Tough. Well, at 30, 56, 87, 93, you can insert all the same positions and then just add one, whether it's a center or a wide receiver. And not everybody's going to hit, but we can hope. We don't have a fourth-round pick. That sucks, because we traded for Trey Lance. That's tough. No fourth-round pick. I can get you one. Next trade we make is when we get on the clock in the second round. I'm picking at number 56, and instead of picking at number 56, I am going to make a trade with Buffalo, because it lines up on the trade value chart. I'm going to go from 56 to 60. There is something that they just love. There's a wide receiver out there that they are loving. And they don't know if he's going to make it. Four more picks. So here they come. They're trading up for an outside receiver because Buffalo doesn't have any, and they think whoever is sitting there is going to be gone. It's Xavier Leggett. I don't know. Name the guy. Doesn't matter. We go down to 60. What is going down to 60 worth? Well, it is worth somewhere between their pick at 128 and 133, and they have one on each end of that spectrum. So I drive a hard bargain and I get 128. Doesn't matter. Whichever. So now instead of picking at 24, 56, and 87 in the first four rounds of the draft, the Dallas Cowboys pick at 30, 60, 87, 93, 128. We've added two picks. We can take an extra shot at a linebacker. We can take an extra shot at a running back. We can take a shot at maybe a center that we hadn't picked so far. And instead of having three picks, we got five in the first four rounds. Look at us cook. That's Captain Trade Down trying to ride. Because, yeah, at the moment, that'd be really nice. Because then you still have your five, your six, two sevens, and I'm going in the first, the second, twice in the third, in the fourth. Oh, we're cooking now. We got a lot of needs. We don't have enough picks to fill them. So what do? We go find the picks. The way to go find the picks is let Captain Trade Down ride. You know he likes to do that. I love it. I love it. Text in your prediction for what they're texting. I'm not on the radio right now. I'm on the radio in a couple hours. Leave in the comments what you want them to do in the first round. Leave in the comments your perfect first three rounds. What do they get accomplished in the first three rounds in a perfect world for you? Thanks for stopping by. I love you. Remember, you have no idea what anyone's going through, so be cool to everyone. I love you. Be easy.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.